From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the nightclub assault in Istanbul New Year's Day that left 39 dead, most of them foreigners, and wounded dozens. It said the attack was in retaliation for Turkey's presence in neighboring Syria. Turkish authorities searching for the lone gunman have arrested 8 suspects. Security analyst Metin Gürkan believes the attacker was careful in his preparations.
It was not planned as a sort of suicide mission. It was planned as an hit and run, mission. The attacker, right now he is on the run, and he planned his exit strategy, and with a network surely, he managed to escape from the attack zone. And the second characteristic, he was not an amateurish guy.
Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters the authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman and expressed confidence his identity will be established quickly.
Hangi planı yaparsanız yapın, Türkiye teröre karşı.
The Deputy Prime Minister also said Turkey is determined to pursue its cross-border operations in Syria aimed at Islamic State and Kurdish rebels so they no longer pose a threat to his country. A senior member of Libya's Government of National Accord has quit his post. Musa Alkoni, one of 9 members of the GNA's Presidential Council, said the UN-backed administration struggling to gain political control has failed to tackle its urgent problems. He said it stood powerless to take brave and bold decisions. It's hoped the nearly one-year-old GNA will prevail over the Islamic State, various militia groups, boost the country's oil production and reduce the refugee flow to Europe. But it has also been unable to secure the backing of Libya's eastern administration. This is VOA News.